Yeah, tell him. Give him your testimony. Hey, let him give him. Let him give you his testimony.
You ever heard of the Hutterites? The Hutterites came from Germany. They're Anabaptists. Wie der Teufel? Anabaptists. Okay, they're Anabaptists, and they basically they might have been biblical when they started, but they came out of the Roman Catholics. But they held on to a lot of Roman Catholic ways, which are false. Yeah. And I had to come out of that, right? See, the gospel of Jesus Christ is this. Jesus died for our sins.
And where do they live in Canada?
Yes, they live all over Canada. There's some in America, okay? They're basically a religious group.
In colonies, in groups.
Okay?
In groups.
But the gospel of Jesus, nobody in the Hutterites teaches the biblical gospel. And if they do, they don't live and obey it. The same way the Catholic Church does not teach the biblical gospel,
and
okay?
So
the gospel is this. Christ shed his blood for us. Right, I had to realize that just because I was raised religious, just because I was raised in a religious setting, it does not mean that I was going to have it. I needed to actually have faith in what Christ did for me, to see that he died for my sins and my need, okay? Just because you're Catholic doesn't mean you're not a sinner. Going to the priest and confessing your sins doesn't mean your sins are gone. When you have faith, then you need to repent. Turn away from your sin. I had to do that. And when I did that, I had to turn away from my false religion too. I had to come out of that the same way you have to come out of the Roman Catholics to follow Jesus Christ. And then God sends his spirit and you must be born of God. I had to be born again and transformed by God's spirit.
Not baby baptism either.
Yeah.
Adult baptism.
Baptism is not being born again. It's the new heart that the Spirit of God gives within us when we have faith and we obey. See, when I started actually believing in Christ, in his finished work, in his word, I started obeying it and repenting from my sins. I was born of God. And God gave me the power through the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit in your life, that you have been born of God. Holiness and obedience marks God's people. And that's where we are now. We have to keep striving and enduring and making sure we're walking on a narrow road. Killing our flesh, correcting ourselves, submitting to God's order, realizing where we are and turning away from our sin and striving in holiness and obedience to God's word and ways. And we have to do that. I have to do that. My brother does that. We can't let up.
And can I add something for you? The Roman Catholic Church is one of the largest churches in the world, one of the richest organizations, and it's full of man-made traditions, okay? Jesus said, if you worship God in man-made traditions, you worship God in vain.
And
Roman Catholic worship is in vain.
Especially in Germany where I come from, there is a lot of, arresting or abusing children.
Oh, yes. They hide pedophiles. They hide pedophiles. And they built St. Peter's, you probably know this, they built St. Peter's Basilica by the selling of prayers, the selling of indulgence for sin. So it's a corrupt organization, but Jesus died to make a way for you. I had to come out of corrupt religion, too.
And to be a Täufer in Germany, in Münster, perhaps you know this village, they had been killed by the Catholic.
The Münsterites were an offshoot of the Anabaptist movement. They were exceedingly corrupt and wicked. They believed in having their women in common. Nothing. No.
And weren't they violent also?
Yes. The Hutterite movement was not part of that movement. But like the Catholic Church, the Hutterites' biggest downfall is they go away from the Word of God and the Gospel, and they focus on man-made traditions. What men ordained and not God in His Word. And that's what you need to turn away from.
Guys, have been nice to meet you.
Yeah.
One last thing. On our website, don'tperish.com, on the teaching blog, or really just look up Roman Catholicism, we have a testing on there that shows the catechism versus God's word, and then the gospel points the way for you, and if we can ever help you.
God bless you.
Have a joyous day, sir.
It's
interesting.
It was.
How God sets up appointments.
He walked up to me. That was interesting. He walked up to me, and he's like, I appreciate what you do, and I'm like, why? And he said, you're fighting for your opinion. I just talked to him. I looked at him, and I said in German, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. It's not opinion.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, you speak German. I kind of roped him in.
Yep.
At least a few.
He sees the corruption of the Roman Catholic Church, so that's good.
Hopefully,
test yourself to the Word of God, sir. We love you. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, neighbor. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today, neighbor? Are you sowing to the truth? Are you sowing to goodness and righteousness? Are you sowing to the culture and flesh? We had to come out of the world.
We're no better than anybody, but we had to repent and come out of the world and seek the kingdom of God, neighbor. Jesus didn't die for a worldly bride that will not repent. Jesus died for a peculiar people that will love him and seek righteousness by his word and his spirit.